Prison?
You beat a man half to death and you fled the scene.
Things got out of hand.
The accused William Casey is charged with the crime of assault causing harm for an attack on his partner, Cristiano San Martin.
Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara. I'm delighted to have Rodrigo Turnavoy on the line. Rodrigo is a Cristiano, of course, in Fair City, a Brazilian actor who's moved to Ireland, except that is not a Brazilian surname, Rodrigo.
No, it's not. First of all, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Where is the surname
it's not
from?
Brazilian. It's Russian, actually, believe it or not. Yeah, part of my family, like, you know, back in the day, they arrived, you know, from Russia in Brazil. So, yeah, I have a little Russian history in the family.
Well, I'll tell you what, you are a man who's certainly in demand this week. It's been a massive week for you with the big storyline in Fair City and the fact that the trial has come up between yourself and Will, who is really a nasty kind of guy, isn't he? Are people going to finally see through him? Because he really kind of plays the victim himself, and even watching the other day how he was having this absolute panic attack, which was totally fake. And he left you for dead in this domestic abuse storyline.
Yes, I can only hope, you know, with the trial that everything comes to surface and, you know, and Cristiano gets some sort of justice. Will, you know, played by John Cronin. John is an amazing actor. He played it really well. And he's a lovely man in real life. We're, you know, we're very close friends. We became very close friends, obviously, playing, you know, both characters for so many years. But yeah, I just hope, it, you know, the trial brings everything to surface and Cristiano gets some justice. Yeah.
Because at the start, when they started in the relationship, I think Mairead was trying to warn you that he wasn't the guy that he pretended to be, and nobody listened. Sure, they didn't.
It's true, yeah. But I think it's one of those things. Like that's why I'm very cautious when I try to judge Cristiano in that situation, because so many people out there are going through the same problems in real life. Maybe not physical, but could be, you know, financial abuse as well. Could be mental, emotional. It's so many different types of abuse. But it is what it is. I think once you, you know, you fall in love with that particular person, it's really hard, you know, to see the dark side, or to see, you know, the signs even. So I think Cristiano was one of those, like, you know, they do say love is blind.
Well, you mentioned there about people being controlled financially. I mean, that does happen and you hear about it all the time. People stuck in relationships.
True.
They can't leave because they don't have any of their own money. Maybe they've given up their job because the other person has kind of told them to. And they're completely reliant on the other person to get by everyday life. And that makes it so difficult for people to leave. And I know there's people listening today who will be going through this.
Exactly. That's why I think it's such an important storyline. And yes, I'm very happy to talk about, you know, the trial and everything that, you know, goes around the whole acting world. But the main issue here is really, you know, the social responsibility behind, because a lot of people are watching and they connect somehow. Since I started playing this particular storyline, I've been getting loads and loads of, you know, private messages on social media from people that struggle with that. And some of them is just like, I mean, they're all heartbreaking, but some of them, it can be so graphic at, you know, at times. It's really upsetting. So I do take my time. I try to answer everyone. I do answer everyone. But sometimes I, you know, I need to think about it before even I do, because these people really need help. Somehow I think RTE is very brave to go for such powerful storylines, and that's all good. But in real life, these people need to talk to their, you know, loved ones or to their friends, or go to, you know, and there's loads of NGOs that protect people with similar situations. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the help is out there. You just need to have the courage and really go for it.
Will as well, he's so convincing. Even Dolores, who's your friend, starts to doubt you. And she, in the last week, has gone pretty cold. And she's deciding to kind of take the stand for Will and to give evidence. Now, I know there's a lot coming up. And tomorrow night, are we going to know the verdict by tomorrow night, or will it be later on next week?
I don't think we're going to have the verdict. I think it's going to be next week, because we filmed so many episodes, so many things. I'm a little bit lost, you know, with the timeline of the show at the moment. I need to actually, you know, go back and have a look, but I don't think so. I think the verdict, it's going to be the very first episode of next week. But obviously the trial is happening. It's not just one, you know, episode, if you know what I mean. And, you know, and loads of twists. The writers did an amazing job. The director, Sam Atwell, it was just a joy to work with, and everyone involved, all the, you know, the entire cast and crew, Everyone was just so helpful.
And isn't the director Sam Atwell, didn't he originally come from Home and Away or one of those programs?
Yes, he was in Home and Away for many, many years. He was an actor, back in the day. I suppose he still is an actor. He actually did a little cameo on Fair Station not too long ago. But I think he's mainly focused. He did, he was playing like a barbecue guy. It was quite funny. Yeah. He was in Home and Away for years and years. He's done loads of trials, as an actor as well. But this is the first time he does a trial as a director. So it was all very exciting. I love working with him. He's a very good guy.
Members of the jury, if you have any doubt whatsoever that my client committed these alleged crimes, then you must acquit him of all charges.
So, Rodrigo, you came to Ireland 13 years ago from Brazil.
13 years ago, 2008.
And was the plan to be an actor? Were you an actor in Brazil?
No, I wasn't an actor in Brazil. No, I was working finance for years, in corporate. And then I came here to learn English because I had no English whatsoever. After 3 months, I met my husband. This week, we're 5 years together. 13 years together, but 5 years married.
5 years married, okay.
So, yeah, 5 years
get
married.
That right, you'll be right. In trouble.
Indeed.
So you'd know English, and I assume you're only planning on coming for a year or something like that, were you?
That was the plan, yeah. I came here to literally just to do a few courses, like English courses, to learn the language and go back. Because I still had the job back in Brazil. I had like a sabbatical year, let's say. But then everything changed. I fell in love with the country and with the man.
Yeah.
And here I am after 13 years. But no, I wasn't an actor. Then I went and I did my postgrad in accounting. I got a job in an accounting company for a few years. And then when I was 28, I was like, you know what? I really don't like this job. I would like to do acting, which was always my passion. But I never had the courage to do.
Yeah.
Then I went and I went to Bow Street Academy. I graduated in 2015, got an agent, and then the gig in RT came about maybe 10 months afterwards. And I'm still there after almost 5 years now.
That's amazing, because there's not too many Brazilian actors on telly in Ireland. But yet, everyone every second person you meet. Yeah, I think you are the only one. Yet every second person that you meet, you ask them where they're from and they say they're from Brazil or they're from Mexico or they're from...
True.
Like, there's so many people living here.
We're taking over somehow.
Taking over. So can you teach me some Portuguese?
Okay, let's try this. Good basic stuff first. Okay, so good morning is bom dia.
Bom dia.
Bom dia, yeah.
Okay, I sounded French saying that, but anyway, go on.
No, do it again, let me hear.
Okay, bom dia.
Bom dia. Perfect, it doesn't sound French at all.
See?
We have good night as well, that's boa noite. Boa noite.
So that kind of sounds like the French bon nuit.
You see, it is a Latin language, so somehow, you could have some, sounds coming from French, absolutely.
Yeah, and I bet after all these years living in Ireland, you're still finding out new expressions that you've never heard before, because some of the things that we say.
I remember, there was one particular scene back, I think it was my very first week in Fair City, that was 2016. I think my line was, top of the morning. And I was like,
but sure, nobody says
top of
that.
The morning. I know, but I had to say it, and I was like, I've never heard it. So obviously, if you were an Irish person, you might not say, but you know what that means. I've got loads of, stories of me trying to, what does that mean? I have to Google. I have to talk to my husband, who is Irish. They love, giving those expressions to Cristiano, because he's a very, eager character to learn the language and to be involved. So, yes. And myself as well. I keep making loads of mistakes, but I have an excuse. I'm not from here. So bear with me and we'll get to the end eventually.
And just a question then. You mentioned there about how you worked in an accountancy firm. Was it easy enough to get an acting job? Because you just hear about actors trying for years and years and years and they can't get anything. You were very lucky.
It's true. I was very lucky. I do, some actors or some people don't believe in luck, but I do believe in luck, because I know a bunch of people, very, very talented people, that are not working, as much as they do want it. So I'm very, very blessed. I tried to go to the best acting school I tried to get a very good agent. I'm still doing a bunch of courses every now and then. During pandemic, I did a bunch of acting courses online. So it's one of the good things about the pandemic. You know, you can actually do courses in LA, but even though you're here in Ireland or in Brazil, whatever. So I always try to do my best, but I do think, you know, the universe or God, whatever you call it, there's a huge part of that as well. Yeah. It wasn't easy, but then once I got the gig, you just have to work really hard and hopefully, you know, the part will be coming your way. So it is a hard career, I must say. I do agree with you.
But you did it. You shot a film this week as well. So it's not just Fair City that you're doing. You kind of look at other things all the time, don't you?
Yes. Once you have an agent, then of course, if I'm fully booked in RT, then I can't really do anything else. But if there's no clashing, you know, the schedule kind of works well, I can do something else because I'm off from Fair City, then I do it as well. It is really hard because, as you can see, I'm very busy in RT as well, which I love doing, so I don't mind that. I think it's a good excuse, you know, not to be available to other stuff because you're doing something you really love. But I do my best. Even this week, I started filming my short film. So I wrote a short film, I'm producing it, and I'm acting in it as well. So I'm very excited. We're just in the middle of shooting this week, so hopefully I'll have some good news in maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
We'll catch up on that then as well. I love the way how Irish you've become. You say film, like we do here in Ireland.
Milk and movie and film. I learned everything here, so... even though I have an accent, I do sound a little bit Irish every now and then.
Listen, it's so good to catch up, Rodrigo. You're so good for taking our call today. And we're going to be glued to Fair City to find out what happens in this trial. We hope that Will gets sent down and that Cristiano gets justice. So it's going to be on tomorrow night, 8:30. Then, of course, next week as well, on 8 o'clock on weekdays as well. Fair City. Rodrigo, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye. This is something for the weekend. It is Ireland's Classic Hits.